Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's Saturday here in Foxborough, and the team is practicing on the lower grass fields behind me at Gillette Stadium in preparation for their Monday night football game against the Carolina Panthers. Another straight day of no Steve Gregory on the field, so all signs point to him probably not traveling with the team for this game. But maybe some better news for the secondary. Aqib Talib could play on Monday. He's been out here at practice in a limited capacity for the past few weeks now. Also, no Alphonso Dennard at the start of practice on Saturday. That doesn't mean he will or won't play this weekend, but he's certainly not out here to start the day off. Now, one of the biggest storylines this week has been about Shane Vereen and whether he'll see game action for the first time since week one. The Patriots still have one open roster spot as it stands right now after they released Laquan Williams on Friday. So the assumption is that Shane Vereen will be upgraded to the 53-man roster at some point soon. Now, the Patriots have had the fewest names on the injury report, it seems like, in a while. Danny Amendola returned to full participation this week. Now, Brian Lowe will be in North Carolina and we'll have you covered right here on Patriots.com following the game. But that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.